Horsehair, written by Pintpot Judas and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, Deadlock. Characters, Eddie Radcliffe, Dulcie Collins. Rating, teen and up audiences. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Additional tags, character study, pre-relationship, denial of feelings, homophobic language, internalized homophobia, musings on hair, periods, Australians, Barbie dolls, femininity and its many and varying facets. Summary. Just Eddie, musing on hair, and lesbians, and herself, a bit. She's meant to be thinking about the case. The most bewildering thing about Collins, Eddie decided, was that she didn't have a crew cut. Wasn't that a thing Dykes did? One of them had short hair, and one of them had long hair, so you could tell which one was the more blokey. The one who put up shelves and cleaned up Doxic would have the short hair, and the one who did the cooking and knew how to sew on a button had long hair. Of course, Eddie thinks to herself, there's no way Collins doesn't know how to sew on a button. Probably got one of them fucking smug little sewing kits tucked away in her psychotically neat office drawers. And the one who knows how to cook having long hair argument didn't hold up, thanks to Skye O'Dwyer and her perfectly coiffed swish little hairstyle. Her idea of cooking did tend towards doing awful things to animal carcasses, though, which was a pretty fucking butch approach to the culinary arts, if you asked Eddie. So, Collins doesn't have a crew cut. She has a long, flowing, righteously curling mane, ruthlessly tied back with a bit of black elastic at all times. Collins barely seemed aware of her hair most of the time. Case in point, right now she's filling in paperwork necessary to getting a warrant for searching whoever the fuck's house, her hair tucked neatly away from her face, cascading down her back like some sort of honey gold straw waterfall. She probably could cut it all off and not notice, which would be a shame. Eddie starts jiggling her foot against the leg of the desk she's acquired, trying to rid herself of her stupid thought trail. But she knows herself, and she's gonna follow this one for a bit, see if it takes her somewhere. There must be a reason she's thinking about hair. Maybe hair's left at one of the murder scenes? Colin flicks her an annoyed glance, pen poised over another stack of forms. Eddie mugs an aggrieved expression towards her. Helps me think, she says. Collins raises an eyebrow. Well, I'm glad something does. Fuck off, Eddie replies, but it has no heat in it, and she's pleased to spot Collins' lips twist a bit in amusement. She does not miss the near-permanent just-licked-a-cat's-arse expression that used to grace Collins' horsey face at the beginning of the investigation, that's for sure. Collins seems to decide that Eddie's foot jiggling isn't that irritating after all, and she gets back to her pen-pushing. Just watching the speed at which Collins can fill in a form makes Eddie's wrist ache in sympathy. Eddie supposes that she's distracted by Collins' hair because it's a bit unusual. An unexpectedly fancy crown on the head of someone so bloody serious. The first time Eddie had ever seen hair like Collins's wasn't even on a human. It had been on a doll. A Barbie doll, imprisoned only in a flimsy cardboard and plastic box, but far beyond Eddie's reach. She hadn't actually wanted a Barbie, which was a good thing, because it was $30, and her mom would have laughed in her face if she'd even suggested it. Besides, the doll was a bit unnerving. Pointy tits, orange plastic limbs meant to give the impression of a healthy tan on white skin, but looking a bit more like liver failure. A baby blue dress, which Eddie would have certainly stained the second she got her hands on it. Even as an 8-year-old, she thought the doll's eye makeup was a bit fucking much. Eyeshadow to her eyebrows making her distressingly clown-like. Her face was fixed in a permanent smile, her frosted pink lips frozen, revealing a white slash of painted teeth. The only bit that Eddie had really liked about the doll was the hair, which was a larger-than-life swath of blonde curls held in place with bits of plastic. It looked like it would be soft. Eddie had felt her 8-year-old fingers twitch with the urge to brush it. Which was a bit of a fucking laugh, because her mom had to practically tie her to a kitchen chair every couple of days for the horrific endurance test of untangling the knots in Eddie's own hair. But the hair of the Barbie was different. Decorous, lustrous, and, crucially, not attached to Eddie's own scalp. Eddie couldn't quite remember what has happened next. But she knows there would have been no way she would have let her mother find her standing in front of a display of dollies. Her mom might have got excited, hoping that Eddie was finally developing an interest in normal girly shit, that she might want to wear dresses like her cousins. Eddie thinks that was probably the year she spent her paltry birthday money on the Find a Lady card trick set from the joke shop. She'd taken it to school and made $18 swindling the year six meatheads out of their pocket money. It's also how she lost two of her front teeth when they cottoned onto her little scam. She smiles at the memory. Yeah, her mouth had hurt like hell for a week, but because she seemed like the victim in all of it, she hadn't had to give back one red cent, which in the grand scheme of things was a victory. Her milk teeth were due to get wobbly anyway, and she got to dribble blood down her chin at will for a bit. "Come up with anything?" Colin asks, in her smooth, calm voice, gently tugging Eddie back to the present. "Hmm?" Eddie asks. Collins doesn't even pause in writing. She's like a robot. Even her handwriting is perfect. It looks like one of those computer fonts. "Any theories?" she prompts. "Oh, nah, not really," Eddie replies. Collins gives a small nod, like she hadn't expected anything, but isn't that bothered either way. If anything, she seems to be enjoying the novelty of Eddie keeping her trap shut for once. She finishes her form, puts it in her outbox, then is straight onto the next one, a model of efficiency. Her hair catches the light as she lifts her head to read the form, illuminating yet more shades in amongst the strands. It's not like Eddie's ever had that much interest in her own hair. It was more of an afterthought. And then puberty had hit, and she suddenly had it everywhere. Twat, pits, even up her fucking bumhole for some ungodly reason. She shaved it all off, aggressively. Then she'd done it again, the second time with actual shaving cream, which she had to admit helped the whole process. Eddie hadn't always been so comfortable in her own skin, particularly in those awkward teenage years. Certainly, a raw-shaved bumhole hadn't helped, and growing tits and bleeding once a month had been awful. At least for the first few years. It seemed like all the little joys in life she'd been allowed when she was a kid were suddenly gone because she was supposed to be a lady. She couldn't just take her top off on a hot day. The boys wouldn't play rough with her anymore because she was a girl. Everything got fucked up on the week of her period. That was particularly hard in the summertime, when she religiously went to the public pool every single day. By that point, it was much better just to get out of her dad's way, and the pool was fun, open all day, and free. Well, it wasn't actually free, but it was if you were good at jumping the turnstile. And Eddie was a fucking pro, of course. She also suspects now, with the benefit of 30 years, fucking hell, 30 years, distance from the events, the stone teenagers manning the gates probably did not give an ant's tiny piss about their jobs. The first week of summer break had been great. Long days splashing about in the pool and diving to the bottom to find lost locker keys, her skin going all wrinkly from the water. The Monday of week two, though, was when her stupid blob hit. The pool was not an option, thanks to the virtual trampoline of maxi pad she had to stick to her knickers. The public pool was a pretty permissive sort of environment, but a jam rag floating about during the under 10 swimming lesson probably wouldn't have flown. So, she'd bunched on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt instead of her cossie, and had sat like a miserable lump on one of the benches at the edge of the pool, feeling bloated and shitty, glaring at all the cunts having fun in the water. "What are you doing out the pool, Tracy's cousin?" someone had asked about an hour into her self-enforced misery time. Tearing her eyes away from the splashing dickheads in the pool for the first time in ages, Eddie had found herself squinting up at the bright blonde vision that was 16-year-old Samantha Durrant. Sam was in her elder cousin Tracy's form at school, and she was an impossibly glamorous figure to Eddie's mind. Somehow always flouting school uniform rules and getting away with it, even though no one would believe that her eyes were naturally coal-rimmed and mascarad. Her hair was usually elaborately styled, and today, by the pool, was no different. Sam had somehow made her usually straight hair all crinkly, giving it way more volume than it usually had. "Why have you got your hair like that? It'll be ruined the second you get in the water," Eddie had found herself saying. Sam had blinked at her, big mascara tarantula lashes sweeping her sun-bronzed cheek. Then she'd laughed aloud. The crimping. It'll be fine, because I'm not getting in the pool, am I, Pipsqueak? Don't want to get verrucas or herpes or swallow anyone's scabby plaster. I'm just here to get a tan. Sam had pulled a strap of her bikini top aside to show the thin, pale line of skin which hadn't been exposed to the glare of the sun. And to keep an eye on my stupid brother. My mom will kill me if Declan drowns. Sam had nodded to the water where Declan, a pale ginger lad in year 8, was dicking around with some of his mates. Right, that'd be a shame, Eddie had said, darkly, which had made Sam laugh again. Eddie expected that to be the end of it, but Sam plonked herself right down next to Eddie. Some bitch saw my pitch when I was off in the loo, Sam had said, rolling her eyes and looking daggers towards the gaggle of teen girls camped out in the small, and therefore fiercely guarded, number of sun loungers off to the side of the pool. Oh no, Eddie had replied, flatly. Sam had rolled her eyes. Do you want a fucking lolly? Or do you want to be a miserable cow, Tracy's cousin? She asked, as she dug around in her bag and retrieved a packet of sweets. Eddie heaved a sigh. Yeah, go on then. And my name's Eddie. Parents decided naming me Tracy's cousin was a bit of a fucking mouthful. Sam snorted and tipped a few sweets into Eddie's outstretched palm. So you've got the painters in, right? Sam asked, blithely, and Eddie nearly choked on her mouthful of fizzy Coke bottles. Sam eyed her with a satisfied smile. Thought so. It'd be the only thing keeping you out of the pool. Can't think why. There's probably more piss than water in there. Eddie glared at her, suddenly humiliated. At least I'm having fun most of the time, not just waggling my tits at Craig the lifeguard. Craig, fuck off. His mustache makes him look like he's got mange. And you're definitely on your period. Sam replied, bumping her shoulder off Eddie's, companionable-like. It occurred to Eddie that the reason that Sam got away with stuff, school uniform violations and hogging the sun loungers most of the time and so on, wasn't just because she was pretty. It was because she was genuinely nice. Yeah, so what? Eddie had asked, darkly. So, when you're ready, and being less of an ass, I'll tell you a way you can still swim, Sam had said, knocking her shoulder against Eddie's again. Some of her weirdly crinkly hair brushed against Eddie's bare arm as she stood up. It felt dry, like hay, and seemed a bit staticky, given the way it made goosebumps rise across Eddie's skin. Eddie held out 2 more days before she approached Sam, baking on her sun lounger throne, for help. She half expected Sam to tell her to piss off, but Sam had dragged her off to the loos and introduced her to the wonders of tampons. She mimed how to put one in, using her long tanned fingers to demonstrate, pushing the cotton tube between them. She'd stood guard, her jelly flip-flop-shot foot on the door, as Eddie carefully eased the tampon inside of herself. It wasn't an entirely comfortable experience, but one Eddie would always be grateful for, even if Sam's detailed descriptions of toxic shock syndrome has been utterly fucking terrifying. Eddie hadn't really thought about Samantha Durrant in years, at least not directly. Sometimes Eddie's mind would drift when she was having a wank, and it would bring up the image of her 2 long fingers accepting a tampon between them, for some weird reason. She'd have to ask Tracy how Sam was getting on. She hoped she was doing all right. Detective, Collins asked, in a tone of voice implying this wasn't the first time. Eddie blinks away back to the present, the pool in Samantha Durrant's hot pink bikini, big eyes and frizzy hair, slipping away. Yeah, sorry, Collins, thought I was onto something there. Gotta keep pulling at the web of lies, following the white rabbit, chasing the dragon, you know? Eddie mimes a bit of dragon chasing for good measure. Collins gives her a look. I don't think that means what you think it does, detective. Eddie gives a shrug with her whole body. You know what I mean, though. Collins sighs, but Eddie can tell it's put on. Tragically, I think I do. Come on. I actually did have an idea whilst I was filling in those forms. We need to check. Eddie zones out a bit as they get up, Collins wittering on the whole way. She assumes, correctly, that Collins will repeat herself at some point anyway. As they exit the building, Eddie finds herself almost walking into Collins's back as she holds the door open for some old duffer to come in to file a missing persons report for a duck or some absolute balls like that. Eddie would be annoyed, but she's too distracted by the lock of Collins' stupid horsehair, which brushes against her cheek. It's soft. The end.